What's the difference between string beans and green beans or snap beans?
I wouldn't think too much. I call them all the same. You know, I want some of those string beans or snap beans. Maybe they snap. You pick them before they get too mature. You can snap them, and then you don't have the little stringy part.
What about for butter beans? Any other name for them?
They have a thing that looked like a butter bean, but it's a little fat. They call it a butter pea.
Mm-hmm.
Same characteristics as the butter bean. Lima beans.
How's the lima bean different?
There's no difference in them. They're all the same. Lima bean, butter bean, the same thing. In my book.
To get the beans out of the pod,
you shell them.
Hmm?
Shell them.
And what different kinds of potatoes are there?
Irish and sweet or yams.
Yams is the same?
Yeah, sweet potatoes, yams.
And something that makes your eyes water to cut it.
Onion.
What do you call the little ones that you eat the green stalk and all?
Green onions.
And a tiny red thing that grows in the ground.
What's about this thing?
Iced potato? No, it's not a potato, it's red. You have it in the
back. Oh, beet.
Or smaller than that.
Radish.
Okay. And what
they're red and white, by the way.
You grow the white
ones? No, they're red. The most popular one here is red with a white top.
Do you grow the icicle ones?
No, the icicle ones are long, about that long.
Mm-hmm.
And they're white. And they are red ones, too. And they have a little button shape, like you were talking about, that's either solid red or red and white. I've never seen a solid white one. They may have them developed now, but I've never seen them.
What do you call the tomatoes that are about that size?
Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Tomatoes.
Okay.
Or salad tomato. Some people call them a salad tomato.
And a green leafy vegetable.
Cabbage or lettuce.
Okay, talking about several of those. It'd be several.
Heads of lettuce or several heads of cabbage.
Would you ever use the word head talking about children? Like if someone had
five? I've heard people say, I got so many head of young ones.
How does that sound to you?
Well, I try not to never look at a fellow's language, you know.
Is that something you would say, though?
No, I say I have so many children.
Mm-hmm.
Older people had a tendency to do that, you know. I got seven head of young, or I got seven kids.
What if someone had about 14 children?
I'd say that's too many.
You really had a what of children?
I'd probably say a herd or a slew of kids.
How about passel?
Passel, yeah, I've heard people say that's a passel of young.
What else could you say passel about?
Well, you got a passel of cattle. That's a word to say a group, a large group, you know. Most of people say a herd of cattle, but I have heard people say there's a passel of logs out there, a passel of fish.
Do you ever use the term right smart or something?
Yeah, no, I hadn't, but I've heard people do that, older people.
How would they say that?
Well, you say, well, how's your crop this year? Well, it's right smart, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And what, sometimes I'd wonder what he was talking about until I got older and really knew.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You take the tops of turnips and cook them and call that?
Turnip greens.
What other kinds of greens besides turnips do you eat?
Collard, mustard greens. Cabbage greens, some people call them cabbage greens instead of cabbage.
What about poke?
Poke salad, it's good.